Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I want to talk about the need or lack thereof of making adjustments to your plan. When you review your plan or are reviewing it, what should you expect? What constitutes a good review? What are your goals? I come across people that want to make changes or updates or tweaks, and really, they're quite clear about this. Let's make a change. Let's do something here. Must be something we should do. Otherwise, we aren't doing something, then that's not good. Other people are doing things to their plans, and all this stuff is happening at the moment. Something must be done to our plan. Otherwise, we aren't moving forward, or we aren't making progress on our plan. But when I review many of these plans, I think to myself, just slow down for a moment, back off. You don't necessarily have to do anything at all. These changes that we're talking about are just changes for the sake of changes. And who might be interested in this? Well, maybe it's those people that are always planning for something. They've always got a program for the future, things they want to check off the list. Or some people that feel like doing something is just smart. It's what smart people do. Also, by making changes, even though they're just cosmetic, gives us this general sense that we have some degree of control over some aspects of our lives. And doing something improves the outcome, even though that may not be the case at all. And for some, it might just be that they are perfectionists to some degree or another. But for financial plans and investment plans, in many cases, doing something is just unnecessary. There's a phrase that I've used and you'll see pop up in investing about don't just do something, stand there. But doing some of these changes aren't going to advance the plan. It's not going to improve it. In fact, it might even set it back a little bit. I know this is heresy to some, but I don't think everyone needs to have what is known as an investment policy statement. And this is some sort of a document that provides a template on how you will invest and plan for your future. Many people don't need this. They're fine and can manage their plan without some document that gives them direction. They got their stuff together and they do a good job at it. But an IPS, an investment policy statement, might be useful for these people that just like to do something. Investors that could benefit from an IPS if they're tinkerers. If they had an IPS, they could use it as a reference and it would restrain them from making these unnecessary changes. So if you have a good plan, don't look to make changes just because. Just let your plan do its thing.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.